Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. The next 30 minutes, everything where the Foxes are concerned, it is the Leicester City takeover. And talking of Leicester City takeovers, delighted to be once again joined by Lee Chappie. And this time, Lee Chappie joining us from Leicester Fan TV. Bit of a brand change. Before we get into the games, there was an international break. We can talk about this. Lee, you have changed the branding. It is now Leicester Fan TV. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's been something in the pipeworks for quite a while. 100% LCFC have been going for probably nearly close to 10 years now on Facebook and social media, Twitter and stuff. And we've also been running LeicesterFanTV.com for quite a long time. And we just thought, you know what, LeicesterFanTV sounds better for a YouTube channel. So that's what we've decided to do, is rebrand all our social medias to Leicester Fan TV. So pretty soon, every single page that we have will be Leicester Fan TV. We've just got the Facebook one left to change. So you can now find us at Leicester Fan TV on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and soon Facebook as well.
We'll make sure that's across all our social media channels as well. Lee Chappie from Leicester Fan TV. But you're doing really well with the YouTube subscribers as well, you mentioned earlier, Lee.
Yeah, we're pushing to 5K now on Leicester Fan TV, so we're doing half decent, really, considering we've only really been pushing it more of recent times with YouTube.
Yeah, well, we're delighted to have you and Leicester Fan TV in the Leicester City takeover. But as we mentioned, no football this weekend, the international break. Lee, I find it boring. I wish the real football's back. It is now back till March. I know you feel similar. We can finally, after this weekend, get into talking about the real games. But Leicester City going into that international break, we never know whether they can carry that momentum. It will only be till next week we can discuss that and look back in hindsight. But you're going into that international break, beating Crystal Palace 2-0, 3 points, clean sheet. Beating Arsenal 2-0, 3 points, a clean sheet. You know, we spoke upon it last week, but you didn't want this international break to come, not just from a fan's point, but for Leicester, because they were hot.
Yeah, we are hot, mate. We're four winning streak on the bounce. I didn't want this break, to be honest with you, because it can break momentum, because players play with different players and, you know, travel a bit. So I am a little bit concerned about that, especially against Brighton. We've not got the best record against them. I think there's 5 wins to 4 losses between the two. So there's not a lot between the two in terms of history. But overall, I think right now we're in far better form. I'm excited, mate.
Yeah, as you should be, Leicester going well. When you look at that next run of fixtures, you know, Brighton away, Everton at home, Watford at home, yep. Villa away. And no disrespect to those clubs, but the form you are in, the confidence you do have, this is, let's be fair and say, it's a favourable run the next 4 games. And, you know, Brighton, they have beat good sides. Spurs at home, obviously, they've got some results themselves at the minute. But you've got to be looking at these four with really big confidence to carry on, you know, this top four title push, whatever we decide it is. But is there, Lee, what I wanted to ask really from that, is there a bit of complacency possibly creeping in? Because I've seen from social media, maybe it's not the best place to judge, but I've seen the fans looking at those next 4 fixtures and saying, we should be getting 12 out of 12 there. Is that quite high expectations? Maybe setting themselves up for a little trapdoor fall?
Yeah, look, the expectations have been made based on the season. We are second in the Premier League. We're technically right now the second best team in England. You know, that's just how it is. We've won the Premier League. There's a lot of buzz around the city for Leicester at the moment because of the owners and how much money and passion, their commitment they've put into the club. I think the expectation's there. I'm going to not turn it on its head, but I would expect a minimum of 9 points out of the 12.
Oh, 9 points out of the 12 you've given.
I expect the minimum.
Well, I want to get to that. But before we say about the minimum and how those lofty expectations have changed over the season, you're saying 9 out of 12. Where is that defeat coming from then? Is it Brighton, Everton, Watford or Villa?
I think it's going to be either the Brighton game because it's off the international break. That we just discussed. It can break players' momentum. I'm unsure about injuries. I know that James Maddison's still not quite there. Clearly he wasn't picked for England to start again. He was on the bench. Obviously, he did get a sub, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to base the first game on a momentum thing that we might potentially lose. But Everton, always a strong side. But I think it'll be the first game that's going to be the one.
But Lee, that's interesting that you've picked the first game, because if it is the first game, then they lose all that confidence and momentum. Then they go into Everton, Watford and Villa, and then we're talking about a completely different kettle of fish, because you look at the four games, you go, really favourable, we've got a good chance here to rack up the points. We lose the first one, and then there's a slight bit of pressure back, and the teams will be thinking, well, Leicester just got beat. We can get them at them here.
Yeah, you say that, but I mean, if you look at the loss to Liverpool or the loss to Man United, for instance, there was no, it didn't break us whatsoever because we played well. As long as you play really well and you know that you played well and you know that you deserve something out of that game and it wasn't a complete whitewash, then I think you can take that into the next game. And I think that's what Leicester are capable of doing right now. I don't think a loss will damage us at all this season.
Yeah, well, and like you said, it's incredible when you put it like that. Leicester are second in the Premier League. They are currently, as it stands, on form, the second best team in the country. It's quite incredible. We're talking about top six, top four. Now in that title race, how it has changed. And I want to ask, Lee, what is the general consensus among the Leicester City fans, how it's changed? Because, you know, and when we started this show and at the start of the season, it was top six. You know, this would be good for us. You know, Leicester's first full season under Brendan Rodgers. Now we're talking about the next run of four games and you there using the word minimum. That's 9 out of 12. And it's not a bad thing, Lee. You have to have confidence, and why not with the way you're watching your team play football? But do you understand what I mean? The minimum, it's quite a lofty bar that's being raised and being set.
Yeah, look, all we need to do is look at the year, right? We're pushing into 2020. If you go back a decade, so with 2009 going into 2010, we've just come from League One, which was one of our lowest, darkest days, except probably, you know, the Vichai tragedy. League One as a club was the lowest part that I've known since I've been around myself. And the championship, returning to the championship in 2009-2010 season, you look at that to where we are now, and that's why the expectation is so high, because we are far, far better. We're way beyond anything that we were 10 years ago. We're a worldwide known club now.
Yeah,
and we weren't back then. It was more of just your East Midlands known club, you know, your local derby sort of club. Now we're a worldwide. We're on a platform. We're a worldwide platform.
Yeah,
the Premier League. We've won it, you know, and that's it.
It's truly astonishing, Lee, because, you know, as we close out the end of 2019, we begin 2020, and you look at it from a decade perspective. No one really has gone on the journey that Leicester City have. You mentioned it there. League One to Premier League champions, playing in the Champions League. Then the last couple of years, rebuilding. Arsenal haven't managed to do that. Man United haven't managed to do that. Now they find themselves maybe in another Premier League title chase. Absolutely incredible the last 10 years for Leicester. But let's just quickly talk about the international break. What have you seen or heard from this international break, Lee? Any sound bites from the manager, the players, how they've been getting on with their respective nations? Have they played much? Any injuries? What has Brendan Rodgers been saying now that the players are joining back up with the camp ahead of the weekend's game to Brighton?
Yeah, I believe the press conference is actually due on the Thursday, I believe. So we're going to have to wait until Thursday for really an official update on the players. But that I'm aware of from the social channels and posts and stuff, that there isn't any injuries apart from that James Maddison, niggle. I think that's all we've got to worry about at the moment. Individual players, though, mate, it's just unbelievable where we are right now. You know, you could look at the club as a whole. We're second in the Premier League, but you could look at the individual players' stats as well. Like Wilfred Ndidi is top of interceptions in the Premier League with 36. Right, if you go to goals, Jamie Vardy's top with 11 goals. You go to the goalkeeping clean sheets, Kasper Schmeichel's joint first with Ederson and Henderson. They've got five each. You know, you go on any of them and Leicester will be in the top three on any of them. Assists, again, it'll probably be Harvey Barnes, right? Yeah, Harvey Barnes underneath Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah,
that's where we're at right now. Leicester are everywhere on stats, everywhere.
How much do you pay attention to the stats then, Lee? Because it's really interesting. Talking on another show, we're talking about how much stats play a part. People were criticising Tyrone Mings' performance for England against Kosovo, but he smashed the stats, and sometimes the stats don't paint the whole picture. I think when we're talking about your likes of Vardy, Maddison, Barnes, Schmeichel, they do this season. It's clear for all to see. But you as a fan, and from a Leicester perspective, how much do you think stats play a part in modern football?
They are modern football, aren't they? Stats are everything. You know, you can, for instance, what we do, we do podcasts, we do shows, we do social media posts all day. And it's all based on stats and performances by these players, you know, because at the end of the day, it's a 90-minute game of football. There's only so much you can talk about that you've seen on the pitch. But when you get given all these statistics afterwards, you can break the game down even further.
Yeah.
And compare players with different teams. And that's when you start seeing different abilities coming through and youngsters. You know, you're comparing, like you say, Abraham for Chelsea. You know, he's insane. The stats for some of these youngsters, you wouldn't really look at if they weren't there. You just wouldn't notice it. You wouldn't notice them.
Lee, do you think from maybe a negative standpoint of a stat, you know, when we hear sometimes pundits or, you know, fans like us, we talk and we say, Leicester haven't won at this ground in six visits, or we haven't beaten them in 4 years or 13 matches. And then this starts to play on the player's mind, you know. Do you ever think that creeps into it? Because we hear all the stats, negative and positive.
Yep, 100%. There is still there's definitely a factor to a past history stat. I mean, you've only got to look at Leicester this season, how well we've played all season. You look at our historical stats with playing at Old Trafford, it's very, very poor. I think we've got two wins. Well, I think we've already spoke about this before. We went to Old Trafford and yet again, we walk away with nothing. I don't know what it is.
It definitely is the negative stats. They play into that psyche, don't they? A player's mentality. Maybe that is the next step for Leicester. It's a really interesting one with stats. I think we should, on another show, come back to it. But it is Brighton on the weekend, Lee. What is your score prediction?
I'm going to go with Ricardo Pereira to smash it down the wings, and because he's phenomenal. He's my favourite player at the minute for Leicester. He is literally my favourite player for Leicester. I think that guy's above any of the big boys in the Premier League. If he'll go in anywhere, leaving Leicester, go somewhere like Real Madrid. I swear he's that good. But that's me rambling on. Ricardo Pereira, 3-0 to the Foxes.
3-0 to the Foxes. Lee, always with you. That's why I enjoy our chat so much. I wasn't expecting anything else. Always a pleasure to chat to you tonight on the Leicester City Fan Show. Well, we spoke briefly about Brighton there. We're going to do a deeper dive with our next guest, Chris Forian, up next.
This is Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. As always, it is the Leicester City Takeover every Tuesday, 10 till 10:30. Well, we just heard from Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV. Delighted to say Chris Forian joins us now from Leicester City Till I Die podcast. And there is still time to get in touch tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Chris, international break. boring. The real football begins this weekend. The Premier League, Leicester are flying. Lee was saying, why not? We're in this title race. The next four games, very winnable, very favourable fixtures for Leicester. How are you feeling about the task of Brighton on the weekend?
Yeah, this is Leicester we're talking about. And I'm old enough and ugly enough to know that we are absolutely the best at shooting ourselves in the foot. I can remember going back, it was when Martin O'Neill had just left us and we had Peter Taylor as manager. Mm. And we got to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup and I said, there was one, I think, League Two team in it, Wycombe Wanderers. And I said, best draw we could get is Wycombe Wanderers at home. What did we get? Wycombe Wanderers at home. What happened? We lost. So
I remember that,
never take. Yeah, they didn't even have a damn striker. They had to advertise for one. But you know what? That's Leicester for you, and that's, you know, that's why Leicester fans, we never sort of like to count our chickens. But you would look at it and go, and even when in the Premier League winning season, every week I'm thinking, we're going to lose this week, we're going to lose this week, and we didn't. And there's nothing to say that we can't go ahead now, and they are winnable games, these are games we should be winning, and maybe now's the time. We've got to look at it and go, yep, these are the games we should be winning, and these are the games we're going to win.
Yeah, it's really interesting, as it is always is, to speak to you, Chris, because you and Lee offer very different opinions and perspectives. You know, Lee's really confident. He says, why can't it be us? We're playing the best football at the minute. And rightly so, he's passionate and confident about his team, yeah, as are you. But, you know, Chris, you get a little bit more like, oh, one step at a time. We don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot. But the one thing you've agreed on tonight is saying that, you know, there will be this game. We always think, oh, when are we going to lose? When's the next one? And Lee said that out of those four fixtures, all very winnable contests for Leicester, but he's worried about the first one. Coming in off that international break, Brighton away, and you saying, you know, it would be us, the first game. Is that what worries you more in this next run of four fixtures?
I'm just worried. Lee's a lot younger than me, and I just worry because I know Leicester from old. I mean, I know Maddison apparently was carrying a bit of an injury, so I think we'll wait to see what sort of his position will be. But I have to say, Leicester always have this reputation that we will go out, we will do really, really well against the top teams, and then we'll go and shoot ourselves in the foot, no disrespect to Brighton, but against the bottom teams. But now is the time maybe we should start believing that, yes, we can beat Arsenal. You know, why can't we beat Brighton?
Mm. Yeah, it's so true. It's more the international break. How will have this rolled over? And when things are going so well, it's just the way we're wired, really. We think, oh, it all has to end soon. Good things don't last. Why do we do that as fans, Chris? Why do we think, oh, it's all going to end in tears at some point? It's that difference in fan and player mentality, you know. Fans, we look at the fixtures, we look at points tally, and the players just very one game at a time, one game at a time.
I can remember growing up, and I used to get the fixture thing out at the start of the season, and you look at it on paper and you go, right, that's the win. No, we'll probably struggle against that team because they're top, that's the draw. And you would look at it, and that's what I'd do. And I think especially I think if you're fans of teams like Leicester, not sort of the top six, you always think, I mean, under Martin O'Neill, every season it started, we were winning League Cups, but the start of every season, I only wanted to finish fourth and bottom and stay up.
Mm. Yeah, and it's interesting, you're mentioning that, and I was just saying there, and the whole, it's so changed, even speaking to yourself, doing the Leicester City fan show every week, the consensus, the expectations have changed this season. Me and you, Chris, we spoke about top eight, top six, now we've got a great chance, we've positioned ourselves so well for top four, and now we're almost saying, as Lee said it as well, second team in the country at the minute, we're in second. We're part of this title race. Man City are behind us. They're saying they're in it. Well, then we are in it, and we don't play no midweek European games.
This is it. I mean, it worked well for us in the Premier League winning season. And I was talking to a guy at work. He's a Man City fan. And I said, you know, it's hurting me net looking down the table at you. we're there second. It's not by luck. You know, we're winning the games. We've played, you know, quite a few of the top teams. We are there this season. And yes, we all say it's Liverpool to throw away. They managed to throw it away last year, though. So, yes, I am. Every week goes by, a little bit more, me thinks we can do this. Whether we can actually win it or not remains to be seen. My worry would be if we get any injuries. That's the big worry. But, I mean, you know, if Vardy gets injured, okay, yeah, we'll probably put Perez down the front. But, you know, that's like the big worry is the injuries. When we won the Premier League, we went through the whole season with very few injuries. So, fingers crossed we don't get too many injuries, and who knows?
Yeah, I think, Chris, you've raised a good point there, because Leicester have played that big six. City haven't yet, and obviously they have Chelsea on the weekend. Chelsea going great guns in the Premier League campaign this time around. But Leicester have almost got that out of the way. They are favourable fixtures next, and it's Brighton on the weekend. I know they, before the international break, they lost. They went down to Man United 3-1. But before that, beating Norwich, beating Everton, and scoring goals at the minute, Brighton. And they like to play football, get it on the deck as well. It's not the easiest of tasks, you know. They're up in 11th, so they're doing well, aren't they, under Graham Potter in what is his first campaign?
I always like to see, and again, I'm not belittling any team at all, but the smaller teams, and I used to include Leicester in that, doing well. You know, I love to see Bournemouth staying up. I love to see Brighton staying up. I love to see the big teams like the Newcastle and that struggle and go down occasionally. And all power to them. It is a very open league. We have to remember we're still quite early into it. But I think, you know, if you come back and after the next four games, and if Leicester haven't blown it and we've done won everything, then you'll get me probably admitting we can do it.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the likes of Newcastle there, and you've got Brighton on the weekend. We're seeing Newcastle and clubs like this, and they're in 13th position on 15 points. Sheffield United are in 5th on 17 points. One of a win for those clubs down in 13th. They shoot up to 5th. We're talking about how much, you know, every team has bridged that gap in the Premier League, you know, apart from the likes of yourself, Leicester, you know, royally at the top with Man City and Liverpool. But from 5th to 15th, such a huge close-knit bunch, and everyone's beating everyone. We've never really had a Premier League like this also, have we?
It's not, and it's exciting to see, but as much as it, you know, a win can jump you up quite a few places, alternatively, a loss can drop you right back down into it. Mm. So it's, you know, they always say Christmas is the sort of the time when it sorts the boys out from the men, so to speak. But yeah, get these next four, which I say, as you said right at the start, should be winnable games out the way. If we win them, then I think we can start believing.
Yeah, and one of the things I quickly wanted to talk about, Chris, because we're mentioning the league table, and we just spoke about stats with Lee Chappie, but it's interesting because obviously Leicester are going to be up there when it's goals scored. You had a 9-0 win, we know this. But I think the thing that we're not talking about enough, and they're not getting enough praise, enough credit, is the goals conceded. Leicester have only conceded 8 goals, and I keep hearing about Liverpool's brilliant defence and their clean sheets. They've conceded 10 goals. We're hearing about Sheffield United not losing away from home and how many clean sheets they've had over from last season to this season. Well, it's Leicester who have only conceded 8 goals. This is tremendous. The defence aren't getting enough praise. We can talk about the likes of Madison and Vardy going forward and how potent they are. Mm. But this defence, I mean, solid foundations here, Chris.
I think it's, and like you just said, I think it's the best defence in the league at the moment. And I think, you know, it's amazing to think that, you know, we sold arguably what was called the best defender in the country for 80 million and got somebody better that was already playing for the club. You're not gonna win anything if you're conceding goals. And, you know, at the moment, we're not. I mean, you know, when we played, you know, your guys, Arsenal, up until 0-0, I never actually looked at that and thought we were going to concede. And that's the thing. I think if you look at it and think, yeah, I don't think they're going to concede today, you're going to do well.
You are going to do well when you're playing teams and you're not going to concede against. And this is the thing. I think that it's easy to talk about teams attacking threats. We know the likes of Liverpool, City, Leicester. But I don't think Leicester's defence is getting nowhere near enough to praise it should. And Chelsea, look, they're on a 6-game winning bounce in the Premier League. Can't keep clean sheets for love nor money. Leicester,
We don't want anybody to talk about our defence.
sorry, Chris, I'm giving it away.
We want to keep it, you know.
Yeah.
Man City are apparently going to come and take half our back four away from us in January.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't say
forgive
a word,
me. I forgot about the Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy code. Listen, no one will know. I'll be the secret mole. Let's quickly get your prediction then for the weekend, Chris.
Right. I always used to say we would concede one, and I always just thought we would do. But now I'm going to go for a 2-0 Leicester.
2-0 Leicester. Just the best way to start, obviously, the new campaign after the international break. And obviously away from home. You're really fancying this one. 2-0. Any scorers, Chris?
You can't look past Vardy and Maddison, to be honest with you. But, you know, Perez, he's got a taste for it after Southampton. He's been a bit barren since then, so he could nick one. So maybe Vardy and Perez.
Oh, well, there you go. 2-0 for Leicester. Chris, always a pleasure to have you. Chris Forian there from Leicester City Till I Die podcast. And this has been the Leicester Fan Show. They're hoping for that result on the weekend. Lee's confident. Chris is confident, Sam. They won't even concede. Either way, we'll be back next Tuesday at 10 o'clock to discuss the fallout from the game.
This is Love Sport.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.